Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Now I cannot even tell you what an honor and a privilege it is to speak to this lady. On Saturday, she turned 100 years old. In fact, 100 years young. She has got the best sense of humor, and I am ready to adopt her. Good morning, Rose Norwich. How are you?
I'm fine, but you know, you're a little hazy. Your voice is not terribly clear.
It could be because it's so early in the morning, Rose.
Is that so?
As yeah.
As long as you haven't had any drink yet, it would be a bit early for that.
Rose, firstly, happy birthday.
Thank you very much indeed.
Rose, I was thinking about it, and I actually did discuss it with you yesterday, that if I think of the innovations and the changes in lifestyle, in way of living, in the way we raise our children, in politics, in everything, just in my lifetime, which is actually half of your lifetime, it must be even more so in your lifetime.
Except I think that, you know, within your family, you have your own standards. And they may not be that of the time, you know.
Yes.
I mean, we didn't have any of these cell phones. You didn't have to sit down with your children and have them clicking it away while you're trying to talk to them. They just didn't exist at all.
That's true, actually. And you know what? Do you remember telephone numbers?
Telephone numbers.
Yes, I mean, we used to have to memorize people's telephone numbers. We didn't have cell phones.
I still do, I must tell you, because I think I'm used to it. It's only my very immediate family that I click for.
Yes.
But it's true. You had your telephone book, your telephone girl that used to plug in and out. You used to ask for the number. You couldn't even dial it. You have to, it was a telephone tower here in Johannesburg. You used to plug in and she used to connect you with the number you wanted.
Yes, the exchange.
There are tremendously, in that sphere, there's tremendous amount of difference.
Yes. What was the world like when you were a child?
Well, I don't know. I suppose it depends what kind of parents you had. You know, what kind of life you had. I was very lucky. I had good parents. And a very educated mother who went to university in Cape Town. You know, I came from a nice home, and I was a privileged child.
What did you do for recreation when you were a teenager?
I don't.
Were there dances? I mean,
think there wasn't much recreation. When I think back, I think she kept us busy all the time, doing all sorts and kinds of things. I've still got a model in my entrance hall here, which we made when we were children. I used to sew. I wasn't a great outside sportsman, though we did have a tennis court. And I had two brothers and a sister to play with. But
okay. What have you learnt about life over the last 100 years? What have you learnt about life that you can pass on those lessons to us?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a great philosopher. I think you have to be decent and good as you can be. You must be... Look after yourself properly, and I think you have to help as many other people as you possibly can. And there are lots of other people, especially in South Africa, who need help.
Yes, yes. And you served a number of different communal organizations, right?
Yes.
Which organizations were you involved with?
Well, now, of course, I'm kind of, I don't know whether you'd call it retired or whether I've just outlived it or what. I started with the ORC. It was called the ORC-SA. It was an organization that my father had been working with from the time it came into South Africa. And then I went on to the Union of Jewish Women after I'd served my term at the ORC. And I went to the Union of Jewish Women. And then I was the president there. And when you're with president of the Union of Jewish Women, you automatically go onto the Jewish Board of Deputies.
Oh.
And in the Board of Deputies, I started, they put me into their sort of social section, there's a function for the Johannesburg centenary that I had to do. And ultimately, I made the exhibition of South African Jewry in Israel. And that was for me a real highlight.
Fantastic.
It's sitting in Cape Town in the Kaplan Center, and I phoned the other day and it's still there.
Hmm.
So it's been one thing, you know, has led to the other. And finally I went back to university.
What did you study?
When I was 66 and I took another degree.
Incredible. What did you get? What degree did you take?
I'm an architect. But I never practiced really very much. You know, architecture's changed like everything else.
Yes.
Everything is on computer, and I never learned how to do it. So that made it difficult. But I documented all the synagogues in the Johannesburg area. Which had absolutely fallen to rack and ruin, and nobody kept any records at all. Our buildings had been absolutely desecrated.
Gosh. Yeah, that is a pity. Rose, that is where we leave it.
So the only record, I mean, when something breaks down or there's a burglary, then they come to me and say, well, what did it look like? Because nobody else has got a record. But the Heritage now has got all my stuff, so they can handle it.
Well, thank you for doing that and being part of the history of the community and documenting the history.
Your voice is still very soft.
All right. So,
can you hear me talk?
Yes, okay. We can hear you perfectly. We can hear you perfectly. Rose, this is where we're going to leave it. We wish you all the best and happy birthday for last Saturday. And
Chai
FM is going to send you a beautiful gift. So we just wish you good health and strength. And thank you so much for sharing your wisdom. And thank you very much for, as I say, documenting our community.
Okay.
That's Rose Norwich turning 100 last Saturday. Isn't that incredible? You know, this woman has set new goals for me personally. You know, aside from surviving COVID-19, I would love to be that age and have all my faculties and be able to look back on my life and say, these are the things that I have done and this is the way that I contributed towards humanity. What an inspiring lady. What an inspiring lady.
Chai FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.